Blog Talk Radio.
TrueTrueRadio.com. What's up, people? What's going on? We are launching a new breed of music entertainment to the World Wide Web. Coming to you weekly, bomb shows, Real Talk with Miss Diamond and Tony Two True and our girl Gemini. Check the Rhymes with your boy, Goldie Gold, where all of the best music is going down. What's good with you, Goldie Gold? What you got cracking tonight, man?
Man, you know it's going to be gravy tonight, baby. We got a lot of good music for you. You know, a whole bunch of stuff coming up from the Giants. We got the Hyenas. We got Can't Get Right, Seed Love. Man, we about to have a blast.
And you know it, man. It's the ball. What we're doing tonight, everybody, is we're launching a new show, a new radio show, in addition to Miss Diamond's Enterprise with Real Talk, you know, brought to you by blogtalkradio.com. The beautiful people. So happy to be part of their family here on Net Radio. And we promise to bring you nothing but the best in conversation, networking, music, shows around America, and much, much more. And I just want to welcome you all, and just with us. We're testing our volumes and our equipment, and we're glad to be here. We're going to have a wonderful show today. Go to Coast. Friday nights. It's coming, right, baby?
Yes, sir. April 17th, 2009. Check the Rhymes with your boy, Goldie Gold. Man, I got all that hot stuff for y'all. You know, we're going to have a real good time. Hope y'all out there listening, okay? That's what we're going to do. We're going to bring it to you live all the time. Hot artists in-house. I'm going to go take visits, you know, at the video shoot, live everywhere, on call, 24-7, when you need me.
Yeah, and you know your boy, Two True, do some crank calling to all the artists that we're blessed to be dealing with, best friends and business associates and all that good stuff. It's all a bunch of fun, you know, crank calls. I love doing crank calls. Get X-rated with nothing like that, but we're gonna have a call. We're gonna bring you guys a lot of super entertainment and, like I said, networking, current news. You know, I spent a lot of time with Miss Diamond listening to the different radio that Blog Talk Radio has in its network, and specifically to be able to bring our listeners the best brand of radio that possibly do. And the way you do that, you listen to better show hosts and great show hosts, which Blog Talk Radio has a lot of them, has a host of great show hosts that you can learn from. And that's what we try to do, to keep up shows, to make them better, because, you know, we want to give you the quality radio that internet radio has to offer. And you know, I was struck by one particular radio host. He's political, and I'm going to plug his show. He's the Black Conservative. Now, I've got to take a few minutes to tell you guys about this Black Conservative. It's a black man. I don't know where he lives, but he lives somewhere. And his primary objective is to insult all black people. He talks about Obama and Michelle like dogs. As a matter of fact, he refers to Obama as half donkey, half elephant. Now, this is a black man, but he's a genius if his goal is to attract a lot of listeners. But I totally disagree with his political views, and this is something that we'll be doing also on some of our other shows, not Check the Rhymes, because Goldie Gold's not going to go for that. But on some of our other shows, we're going to be discussing things like this. But, yeah, that's what we do. So, you guys, I'm going to let you listen to some music. That first track you guys were listening to was a song that my 2 and 3 and 6 year old grandkids sung on track for me. We'll play that again, but let's listen to some music.
Come on, baby.
Norman Smith and Wesley Holden, and my friends is Cold Slayer and all the rest low. The game was promised to me. Why y'all suckers hope that it's chosen? And it's all out in the open. Show me, about to get it. Another day, sun beaming for the flossing. Make me wanna hop up in the three for the bossing. Bend a few corners, get a teeth on the slossing. Fee's on me, and it's hard to get them off me. G homies asking what I'm drinking, what I'm coughing. I'm cool on that, but I got it, what it's costing. Big riches, but concerned with the plot. Smiling at the bitches as I burn on the block.
Can we make a bit different?
In the Zag Paradise on ice. He mugging with his ball, but I hit that twice. Nothing nice. Worth 100 on the ice. Walk the Duke drag, run the rolls on the ice. G's up, hoes down, you know the process. Young John's got the whole world yelling west. I fuck with players and hyenas that ride beamers. Make sure these hoes never seen nothing crazy.
Baby swang with a boss, you know I jangle and floss under the California sun. Gangsta gorilla dogs are one, and floss is done. Doing Trey much, yeah, I got my weight up. Balling like the Lakers, shorty. To the G-spot is where I'ma take you and only. If you're flying several, head strong and on my level. I can fit you in my schedule. See notes, I got several, I'm a hella fly fella.
In the house, that's what I'm talking about. Doing it big like the South, but no blow my mouth. We done been through a drought, but we back up now. Showing girls in the world what it's about. Find honey, more money, baby says she want me. I got cheese, so she calling me the macaroni. Baby, come to the spot, cause we can't do it live. Big honey, a real nigga from the block.
Come push with your boy, low kush with your boy. Be yourself, my soul good with your boy. Hit in the Chevy, hit a switch with your boy. I'm in the sea and bullshit with your boy. Slept to the Momo. Freaky sex slow-mo, that ass photogenic. I snap a couple photos when I hit it from the back. We can go and break it back. The word on the streets that you like it like that.
On the line with your boy Tony Two True and Goldie Gold. What it do?
What it do? What it do? What it do? What it
do, man. We just like, you know, we testing it out to see you know, if we have it the volumes and everything correct. You should be over here, Drake.
Oh, I can slide on you in just a second, all right?
Hey, we got 51 minutes left.
Slide on over. All right, stop.
Yeah, that was our boy.
He's on his way right now to the studio. So he's like this. I hope you guys are hearing everything clearly. If you're not, call us up.
Let us know.
Hit us up in our chat room. Let us know. You know, talk about it like a dog. So we can critique this thing and bring brilliant shows to you guys. Are your ideas interested in that thing? Hey, you know what? Cody, go. Can you get Deb on the line?
Yeah, I'm going to try to go ahead and get Deb on the line right now. Hold on.
See if you can get Deb on the line. Let's go to another song. Check this out. More great music.
Yeah.
TrueTrueRadio.com.
Yeah. Giant Light. Young Giants.
West Coast.
Big Joe West. Do smack. Big Fenders, homie. Get to it. Tell the truth, I'm hurt by you bitch ass sad niggas. But I'm laughing at you bitch ass mad niggas. So I ride with an active clip. And Superhead ain't the only bitch around riding rapper dick. Too many goddamn active tricks. Flossing money, flashing their car keys just to crack a bitch. So it's deep quality D's with the khakis fit. So deep long sleeves, Wallabies, crack the fifth. I stay this way, and mo hoes swarming me. Script 78.
flow so Normandy. You wanna sprout, niggas, let's do it. But West Coast, we ain't about to change the game to another music. Shouts out to the Southern movement, cause I love to see grinding brothers right behind each other. While these faggots over here trying to blind each other, till I leave a nigga ribless, big business.
Giant life, we as real as they come. The way I sag and let it drag, niggas know where I'm from. Dodges, bitch, rolled up to ride and spit and handle it. I'm with the business, nigga, that's on you. Don't wanna know what the lesson about. Came in the game, leave the stressing out. Fuck them, thank you for knowing what the rest about.
Looking down in my baby boy's eyes, and all I see is meal tickets, and the reason they keep it real with it. They keep on talking, but they don't wanna deal with it. Then keep on walking when they feel niggas real with it. Yeah, I spoke khaki blood and hit the switch with it, and to kill myself before I see a bitch with it. I'm with this D-shit, pimp playing proper. Bitch, nigga, stop it, it's tricking if you got it. I don't know where you niggas got your game from, but I'm holding class every Friday from 10 to 1. And he ain't hit that fly shit from my still. That's pimping call, Shabby Blue, R.I.P. David. And I ain't mad, I'm just cocky as a motherfucker. 5'10", 2'10", stocky as a motherfucker. Low risk chest, nigga, rocky as a motherfucker. Move and get moved on, ain't no stopping this motherfucker.
Giant life, we as real as they come. The way I sag and let it drag, niggas know where I'm from. Dodges, bitch, rolled up to ride and spit and handle it. I'm with the business, nigga, that's on you. Don't wanna know what the lesson about. Came in the game, leave it stressing out. Fuck what you thinking, cause you knowin' what the West about. I'm with the business, nigga.
I heard what you had.
Yeah.
You're wasting your
my
breath.
My dude, Diggy Loco. Giant. Big business, baby.
The game was
yeah,
with
y'all need to go ahead and hit us up. Area code 347-884-8065 to be on the line with
more
than Go to Go. You're
blessed with more than a zip in that zone, young tip the scale.
Giant life, we as real as they come. The way I sag and let it drag, niggas know where I'm from. Dodges, bitch, rolled up to ride and spit and handle it. Business, nigga, that's on you. Don't wanna know what the lesson about. Came in the game, leave it stressing out. Fuck what you thinking, cause you knowin' what the West about. I'm with the business, nigga.
Yes, yes, we got it going on out here in the West Coast, y'all. Looking for some callers, man. Y'all need to go ahead and give us a call at 347-884-8065 or plug us at tuturadio@gmail.com. That's tuturadio@gmail.com. Hit your boy up. We got another caller on the line. You're live. You're on the air. Caller, area code 951, last four digits, 5944.
Yeah, you
got a West Coast caller.
You got to talk to us. You got to say something. We're testing them out the first night.
Is that ACK UP? You just listening in, girl? ACK UP, I hear you back there, girl. Okay. We got a caller. Yeah, baby, what it do, girl? You on the air.
Calling in. I know I got in. I'm a few minutes late and everything. Got a couple of my own issues jumping off, but I had to call in and check y'all out today. What's up?
It's beautiful thing, baby. I'm glad you gave us a call. What you getting into?
Nothing. Sitting up here with my daughter doing homework at the last minute.
Oh, it's kind of late to be doing homework, baby girl.
You should be in the bed, I know.
Oh, man. Well, since you're just calling in right now and I got another call, I'm going to go ahead and drop some of this giant life, all right? Check this out.
All right.
You stay on there, though. Don't go nowhere.
To live a low life. Get out the free food line. The meat stay past this weakness.
Oh,
why G's been blessed like them holy soldiers.
Oh,
you got the bread and the fish.
Check the
open your mouth. We see
it's
more than just your fish.
Nice, 8 o'clock.
The world wanna know where the YG is at. We in the suite bringing heat, double B's back. We can eat without your beef, won't need that. Sorry if you ain't giving gang no feedback. So you can find somebody else you can feed that. Way past the streets, but still where the G's at.
Diet, diet.
Like I said before, I never sold dope in my life, but I always hit like coke when I write. Still go to the hood where they lurking at night. Still put my head down cause I'm open to Christ. Never put my hands down, I'm holding them tight. Disrespect a man now, I'm folding you twice. You never know what this life, so I'm cold with the ice. More with the ice, but being sober tonight. Cause we blinded by the things that's so easy to view. Dealing with these lies, got a G believing the truth. They say I'm genius, every time they hear what I wrote. Because my genius, I never stuck my spiritual growth. We good, and I'm touching each hood in every way. Losing just enough weight, eating good every day. Niggas better start acting right, the full force real. Plus a player keep an appetite for full course meals. Yeah,
the world wanna know where the 5G's at. We in the suite bringing heat, double B's back. We can eat without your beef, we don't need that. Sorry if you ain't giving gang no feedback. So you can find somebody else you can feed that. Way past the streets, but still where the G's at. Still where the G's at, still where the G's at, still where
Chevy, that's hotter than a shot Glock. Fucking with the Glock, get your whole fucking world rock. Business over pleasure, whenever the boss endeavor. Don't get this player shit twisted, never ever. Hard on the hoe, but I'm harder on the nigga. Natural born killer, down your throat with this thriller. A fool with the thriller from the.
All right, yes. We're just doing test calls. Hey, I got a caller out of Atlanta. It's an area code 678. Last four digits is 7632. Why don't you go ahead and punch the number one so I could cue you in. Other than that, I'm going to go ahead. Okay, I got you on now. You're on the air, 2-3 Radio.
Hello, how you doing?
I am doing very well.
Gemini, how you doing tonight?
Hey, baby Gemini, how you doing?
What's going on, Big Daddy?
I'm just chilling out here in the West Coast trying to get this stuff going, you know.
I know that's right. I heard the new music. I like that.
All right, we got a lot more coming for you. All you got to do is keep on listening. And want you come in the studio one day for me.
Oh, most definitely.
Gemini, this is your boy Tony Two True. What's up, baby?
Oh, Big Tony Two True, how you doing this evening?
God is good, fully blessed. You know, we just how we're doing it, Gemini. Come on, we're expanding.
Most definitely.
You know,
I had to come. I had to call in and show my love, baby. Y'all got me a blade on the East Coast.
I know. Yeah, I appreciate it, too. I know it's past midnight down there in Atlanta, but I'm glad you called and shouted me out. I want you to get sleep, but you know how to do it. You're going to be back all the time. Anytime
you
want.
Oh, baby, I love it in the nighttime, Big Daddy.
I know that's right, girl. So thank you for calling in. Give you a nap. I know you got to get on the grind in the morning, but we'll keep in touch because we're going to do this to the fullest, right, Gemini?
Oh, most definitely. Please believe it. Please.
And you know I'm on tune now.
That's right. That's right. Goldie Gold is on point right now, and we got some more hosts that are coming up on different shows under this TrueRadio.com brand thing. And so we're just thanking God. How is the volume? The volume, okay, Gemini?
Oh, yes. I can hear everything. It's nice.
Back up. I still know you there. I'm going to get to you right now, baby girl.
Okay, Gemini. Give me a good night.
Baby, y'all take it easy. Keep doing your thing. It's going to be a beautiful thing, sweetie. Believe
that's
me.
Right, man. And you and I on Saturday on Real Talk with Miss Diamond and Tony Two and our girl Gemini. Don't forget our show at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our girl Gemini is going to be on there every week with us. We look like that. Eastern Standard Time, that's 5:30 p.m. Don't forget. Gemini, I'm going to see you.
Back up, you
show
in the house.
Real
now.
Soon, baby.
All
bye,
right.
Cody.
Right. Bye, baby girl. What it do, misunderstood? You there?
Yeah, what's up with you?
Man, just chilling, baby. You know how it is.
That's
over
right.
Here about to listen to some more music. Got a little over a half hour left. Waiting on some more callers. But it's all good.
I heard that. Well, I'm glad that I tuned in. Like, it's good to hear black folks doing the right thing, something that they're excited about, something positive. A lot of all the negative things we got jumped off in the world and our lives. It's glad to see somebody trying to do something, trying to make something happen. I'm proud of you.
Yes, I appreciate you, baby. I'm going to go ahead and give you a little bit of love by your baby brother, Sweet Love. This is called Last Call for After
right.
Call.
Yeah.
Do that, Sweet Love. Do that. We're blowing it up. tripping on a traditional radio show. Don't do it on the internet. Artists all around the world do it like that.
You still on live, girl.
We want y'all to call in tonight. We got about anything. All about the real thing. Whatever you want to talk about. And that's me. Girl,
you ask. Hey, 2-2. 2-2, you have a reception problem, sir. You're breaking it. You're choppy. Your voice is choppy.
Okay, how's that?
That's a lot better. Nah, I can't hear that. Nah, I can't really hear you. You can sound like I'm talking too loud in this one. What you think? Act right. Act right. Act up. I said, how am I too loud on the mic? Yes, yes, that's your boy, C-Love, with Last Call. Man, I'm loving this. I'm loving this. Got me a radio show, y'all. I can't believe this. Goldie Goat on the air. It's all good, though, you know. I'm little time now, but soon enough, Blog Talk going to realize that this 2-3 radio ain't no joke, and it's going to grow and grow. It's going to topple over the mountain, and we can't be stopped because we won't stop, you know. After us, we got more generations to come. We're going to keep on doing this. But I'm in a good mood, and I'm feeling this shit, so I'm going to go ahead and drop y'all a little bit of Mind Fusion by the one and only Get Right.
Can't get right. Futuristic, rebelistic soldier. Got a lot on my mind right now, you know.
This boy off the hook.
Just give it. All you can do is take it and shut the fuck up. Yo.
Yeah.
Yo. Yo. Mind fusion for one split personality that enables me to be able to see my own reality. In a world of my own since the day I learned how to be a rebelistic misfit that spit with versatility. Vocab brutality causes me to devour these cowardly MCs hourly to make them respect me when they acknowledge me. As a prodigy that studied the philosophies of hip-hopology, using the tools of the school to make mockeries out of the mainstream as much as I can possibly. And when it's done, there's no chance for no damn apology. I'm going crazy, can't sleep and tired of working. I had a mental breakdown just to meet Tyler Durden, the altered ego of Walter's evil that taught him to lose his trust in people because the way they treat him, so fuck him to the third power. Because nowadays niggas reek of bullshit like if they be taking turd showers. I throw words at cowards. Commit a lot of murder, eating bacon seeds like bacon and cheese ciabatta burgers. But there was a catch to this mess that I met that became a threat and hella stress that I refused to regret. I wanted to burn while I learned. So when the walls turn, I could represent myself for good or bad like law firms. I spit the raw term and make a rule in my favor. Like winning over the jury with the rudest behavior. When get right bust, nothing in the room can save you like being locked in a chamber with gas fumes and vapors. But instead, I choose to sedate you, cause it really ain't simple to repent for your sinful nature when you're filled with anger. Without grace to hold you down like anchors. And that was the introduction to my loose screws. Perfect stranger with nobody to be introduced to. But wasn't really ready for the world cause it was too cruel.
First I gotta build intensity and smite goons after I learn to consume my energy from the night's moon. Destined tycoon causing damage like typhoons. As long as I stay zoned when I'm flowing on the right tune. It's a lyrical showdown to the doom at the saloon at high noon. And if it's a challenger, you better repent cause you gon' die soon. And the mic through where there's no rules. You gotta believe it, it's so true. You out of your league like Colin Powell giving recipes for soul food.
Nah, I ain't coming with no hook. Fuck all that. I just got a lot on my mind, know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo. Man, I'm hungry for this rap shit, and I won't hesitate to bite the cake. I try my best to be righteous while living with a price to pay. But niggas get me twisted, so I put them in their rightful place. And tell them fucks to shut it up, or I go nuts and smite they face, give Christ the praise. As I wander through the wastelands, looking past every single fraction of temptation I'm facing. But I'm still caught, so I meditate to upgrade my ill thoughts. Until I strengthen my mind and body enough to break these steel locks and break free. So hot can be cooled off with an AC. But I'm also cold-blooded, therefore niggas is gon' hate me. But I'm cool with it. I just hit the ooh and act a fool with it. And lyrically charge at them when they speak like mobile booze minutes. They can't keep up cause I'm a turbo verbal juiced engine. Running over the industry, government officials and stool pigeons. So don't walk by if you don't wanna get hit with a punchline. And you should follow the directions cause it only takes one time. For your mind to end up spotless like Jim Carrey's Eternal Sunshine. While my style multiply like spilling agua on a mogwai. And that won't do nothing but up my chance for hitting the bullseye. While your people sit and witness amongst themselves like, oh my. Can't get right to the wrong guy to think that you can just overthrow. That'll be a constant struggle like being constipated on a toilet bowl. Don't look at this as a rap verse, consider it my quotable. So when I finally get it cracking, I won't have to say that I told you so. Ben, bitches.
Back up. Are you going to spit something live for me?
You know what? Normally I would, but I ain't even into it tonight. I got a couple issues and things and on the next one. But please believe me, I'm going to hit you off. But I probably need to holler at you a little bit later on now.
Shit, go ahead now. It's only me and you on the line anyway. Really, somebody could actually, the whole world web could hear you in a minute after this show finished airing. And,
right,
you know, an hour after this show is over. You'll be able to go listen to it anytime you want, so.
Well, as long as we ain't on the air right this minute.
We live.
I got a couple few issues, like dealing with old boy and shit. Like, oh, my God. I've been in the bed depressed all motherfucking day. It took everything I had to pick up the phone and call this motherfucker. I got, like, 25 missed calls. 24 of them is from him.
Man, I am so glad you called in, man. You had 25 missed calls, and you picked up the phone, and you called 2TRU Radio. That is unbelievable. I love you so much for that, sis. You just don't know.
That's right.
Man, I wish I could get you to spit something, though, but it's all good. I'll have you one day up in here spitting.
Believe that. Just next time it jump off, believe that, I'll be ready for you. I ain't got it in me tonight.
Oh, I understand. Well, I'm going to go ahead and run some more music. I got one in mind by this brilliant young dude. His name is Andre Boogie Wilson, and it goes a little something like this.
Can I talk to you in private? We need to be all alone. I'm asking you this question, even if you have to tell me no, say yes, and don't say no, say yes, and don't say no, can I talk to you in private?
It's 3 years and my life's moving so fast. You do right by me, believe it's gonna last. Imagine life, good loving and money's nothing. A real G by your side that can be trusted. Yeah, you hear about the shows, the club scene. Baby, I'm grown, I understand what love means. You fall, I bleed, you need, I feel. feet. Came a soul in the Venus team. Dim or gleam, I'm half visions of a hell of a wedding. Rose petal bedding, taking hell, giving you heaven. Till death do us, may your love remain true. Can't and ain't, don't exist, we gon' do it. You represent me, I represent you. Anything I do, you can't feel it, I'm through. The homies keep daring me, thinking I'm scary. So I ain't gon' ask, here's a ring, we getting married.
Can I talk to you in private? You need to be calm, not alone. I'm asking you this question, even if you have to tell me no. Say yes, and don't say no.
While I haven't been showing how much I'm into you, but I can no longer keep the feelings inside subliminal. Cause I'm rich, you think I gotta be lying. I don't like them other bitches, girl, you gotta be mine. It's a lot of haters, some gon' try to put that on the G, but I do whatever it takes, I put that on the P. And there was times I wanted you, girl, to feel it rise, but it was more than just hitting, babe, I'm in the building high. See, just the line that I'm willing to press. I don't think too many other dudes realer than Wes. Yes, hold me down, cause family I adore. I see us together, marry now at the Grammy Awards. Yeah, doing more than less. You gotta bite that, Mrs. Big Joe West. Yeah, I know you like that. In this game for keeps, that's what I play for. So please, baby, don't say no.
Can I talk to you in private? You need to be all alone. I'm asking you this question, even if you have to tell me no. Say yes.
All right, all right. That was my niggas, the Young Giants and Dre Boogie. Once again, it's Goldie Gold back up in here with a priestess to check the rhymes. Talking a whole bunch of BS. So I still got my girl on the line?
That's right.
That's right, that's right. Tonight is all about you then, boo. Go ahead and do your dang thing. I'm your listening ear again.
Put him on blast.
Go ahead and put that fool on blast. Put that fool on blast.
There you go. Talk about putting a fool on blast. If anything, I should be putting myself on blast.
Nope. Don't hurt your feelings, but blast yourself up in, girl.
Most of the time, dealing with a relationship type situation, I'm pretty much in control of it. I know what I'm doing. I know what I ain't doing. But this time, I got caught slipping. Now, this nigga's in the military. He come all the way out here from New Jersey. And I fell for it, like hook, line, and sinker. And I know what the situation is. This nigga's married. He has a situation. No, he ain't happy at home, but this is another man's, this is another woman's husband, basically. And I can give him the fact that he never lied to me about nothing. He never gave me no false promises about nothing. But yet and still, I allowed myself to fall for it. And now I'm in the situation of, I'm not going to sit here and be another man's hoe. You know what I mean? He has a wife. What more could I be to him other than that? You know what I mean? I can't sit here and wait on him to come back to California when on his working with his job, come back and forth. Like, I don't want a situation like that. But at the same time, I love this nigga. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, you just got to, you know, let go and let God at that point, you know. You know, don't put too much value into it. You just going to hurt yourself.
It's hard for me not to put too much value into it because it wasn't just a fling type situation. You know what I mean? It was, I was allowed to, like, be myself for a while. I was allowed to, like, I talked to him about things I ain't talked to nobody else about. Like, he showed me things that I couldn't see at first. Like, he opened up my eyes to stuff about other people, about myself. Like, the situation was not negative. It's not a bad relationship, like, not at all. And that's the hard part about it. Like the freedom that he gave me, even though he is in his situation, like, I know I'm wrong, but how could it feel this way and be wrong?
You know, sometimes things that are wrong feel good, you know. But you knew that he was going to go on home.
I knew the job was dangerous when I took it. Believe that.
Yeah, so, and we do that. We do that a lot in life. But, yeah, you want to give yourself more credit than that next time. You know, next time you got to be like, hey, I can't deal with this dude. Even though it's going to feel good, you don't want to mess around. But I got, just on that note, I got a little something I want to play. You know, maybe I could set the spirit back to cut, and then I'm going to get back to you. All right, you hold on and take a listen to this.
All right.
That is wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We've got to be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up.
Yeah, act up. You and your dude. I'm sorry to put your name out there like that. I love you, sis. You know what I'm saying? But I just have to let you know that, you know, be good. But, you know, it happens. And you got to stay with it. And you got to live with it. And it's worth more than that, sweetheart.
That's right.
Yeah, but I got me another call on the line, though. I got a West Coast caller, area code 909, last four digits is 2374. But what I need you to do, if you do want to talk, go ahead and press 1 for me real quick so I can cue you in. All righty, then. Here we go, 2374. What'd it do for you? This is Go to Go with a preview to check the rhymes.
What's up, Go to Go? This is Debbie Deb. And I'm just plugging in, baby. So I want to know what's topic. What's up?
Actually, this is just a pretest topic. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about what we need to talk about. You know, my girl over there, she's going through some things. You know, her lover came into her life, and then her lover left. You know, because of his little military situation. You know what I'm saying? And she needed to get it off her chest, and she said she missed 25 calls. And then she said, "Hey, I'm gonna go ahead and call Goldie Gold and get this off my chest." So I'm just listening to my sister's, you know, little situation, trying to console her and be there for her, you know, shoulder to cry on via telephone, you know, testing a new show.
Well, I want to say to the sister, if you down with the brother and in the military, hang in there. If you think it's going to be a long-term relationship where you can't hang with it, get out of there. That's all I can say. You know, if you feel like this your dude and he's going to be the one that's going to be there for you, then hang in there, because that is, that's a good thing. The man serving our country, you know. But if you feel lonely and you feel like you know you're gonna go the other way, then you just let that brother step back then.
Well, it's a little bit more to it than that, and you are still on the air if you do want to make a comment. But it was a little bit more to it than just him being in the military. I just didn't want to, you know, go back into it just in case she wanted to, you know, get a little bit more off her chest. We would let her, you know. But it's all good. We're just sitting here having a good time tonight.
Yeah, it's a lot more than him just being in the military. Like I said before, it was a situation as to where I know I'm wrong. He's married. He ain't happily married and don't want to be, but he's married nonetheless, and that makes me wrong.
Okay, I got you now, sister. I got you now. I'm hearing you now, Lehman Charlie. You know, it's, well, I don't know. I can't really put hands on that one right there because I don't know. I'm dumbfounded on that one. I want to hang up now. If he married, ain't really nothing you can do about the situation because it's not gonna benefit you in the long run unless he get rid of his wife. So what how are you gonna deal with him if he's in a relationship with a wife already?
And see, that's my whole thing. I'm not even willing to sit up and wait for him to decide whether or not he's gonna keep dealing with his wife or not. Like, I'm already to the point where I don't wanna do this no more. You know what I mean? And the thing that I'm dealing with right now, it ain't so much the decision to be made. It's the after effect, the emotional, the all of that. Because, like I said, it's my fault. I opened up myself to him more than I normally do with a man. Like, it was that easy. It was that comfortable. You know what I mean? And now I'm woman enough to know that I need to back down off the situation. Like, it's too hard for me to deal with. It's too much involved. Like, he called me 25 times today. I ain't pick up the phone. Not one of them times. Like, his picture's on my screensaver. He's the only person that got their own ringtone. Like, I know what I have to do is just the hurting while I'm doing it.
Well, it's gonna hurt. You know, it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt a lot. I've been in a situation like that before too. You know, where I dealt with a married man and he called himself love. How you gonna love me and love your wife at the same time? He can't do it. You know, it's not enough time in the world for you to have with me and to have with her also. Well, you know, to have with her also. No, either you're going to be with me, all the time is coming to me. If you're going to be with her, all the time is going to her. It's no 50-50, I'm going to be with you and I'm going to be with her. You got to make that choice. You know, you got to say, hey, I'm cutting loose now. If you do it now, you'd be better off. If you wait until, baby, I love you, and we're going to marry one day, and two or three years down the line, y'all still ain't nowhere. You know, I've been through that shit before, too. You know, excuse me on the air. But I've been through that before, too. I've been with somebody for 15 years, ain't got married. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to marry you one day. When is that day going to come? You know, it's not going to come because he won't take it either, too. But you got to let him know, okay, either you get rid of her or you get rid of me. That's the bottom line. That's as far as you got to go. Let him make that choice. You know, if he don't make that choice, then you got to make that choice.
I'm not even willing to.
On point. I got something on that note. I got something for y'all to hear. So go ahead. We're going to take a real quick break, but I can't handle it while my boy get right.
Right.
Because love is iffy, sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Love is iffy, sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Where the love at? A question that many ask. Cause hella people snobby like Paris from spending cash. And I must admit it be getting me really mad. Enough to Jedi mind trick myself like Benny Pass. Pouring Henny in a glass over cherry coke and ice. Sipping away the thoughts that had me broken in my life. Soaking in the blood of Christ, filling my battle wounds. While hoping that my untouched gift unravels soon. Like a virgin on third base, trying to get to home plate. But I'm realizing this may be the wrong place. And I ain't trying to force my lifestyle. Cause putting your burdens on another is quite foul. Feeling like a villain type, and that may explain why everything I claim to love go in vain. A whole lot of pain for one to endure. I got my father's name, but he won't help me through the war. And he's a war survivor that made it to Vietnam with a closed heart, and that probably make him strong. So I guess I gotta just smash alone and hope his technique was in his sperm when he passed it on. Love is iffy and sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Love is iffy and sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. And if I tried, I'd probably go nuts and won't be able to ride when the going gets tough. And that's all because the road is so rough, enough to realize I ain't got no luck. So what am I to do? Should I just give up? Cause me and happiness barely keep in touch, like a long distance relationship that's not meant to make me put up my defenses with no offense. And like that, I'm off it, somehow okay. So the homie Lini told me that wasn't the right way. She said I need to learn to keep anger at a light pace,
and stop letting the dark invade my space. So I took her advice to upgrade thy faith, and I must say it really made my day. But when I left her presence, it was like the feeling gave up and drained my well-being like having the main vein cut. Cause it's hard to stay involved around positive without falling in the world of Bobby Brown prerogatives. The pain is obvious to everyone like they the audience, but I'm yet to get the kind of love that I can fall against. So I gotta stand tall, cause the love expectation can make a man fall. Always being a rebel toward the landlord, keep me bouncing off the walls like a game of handball. Love is iffy, sometimes empty, that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Love is iffy, sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Love is iffy, sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Love is iffy, and sometimes empty, and that's what gets me, cause I can't handle it. Man, love is iffy, and I can't stand a dang rain like Missy. But not.
Yeah, ladies, you know, I just had to toss that out there because love is iffy, sometimes empty, and that shit gets me, and I can't handle it either. But I still got y'all both here. We actually got another caller on the line. It is a restricted caller, but I'm going to go ahead and patch this caller in. We're talking about a little bit of love and, you know, its mishaps and listening to some good music on 22Radio.com. So go ahead, this caller, press 1 because you know who you are. You just checked into the studio. Go ahead and press 1 if you want to say something. Okay, well, I guess that caller from restricted number, don't know they on the line. But anyway, ladies, we are here for about another 15 minutes. Y'all got anything else to talk about, or y'all want to hit this on the head again?
Well, you know what, I just want to say one thing to the young lady that, you know, that's like when they say your brain is a terrible thing to waste, so is love. You know, you find somebody to love you, that's going to love you and be there for you, and make that your man. You don't want to mess with nobody that's already taken, and you got to try to mold that man into the man you want him to be. You got to stand up and be that lady. If you got to be by yourself for a while, be by yourself for a while. Let him go. That's what I'm saying.
What the coldest part about it is, you preach it to the choir. I've been by myself for over a couple of years. I know the wrong, know the right thing, wrong thing. I just tripped up and fell in it anyway, and now I'm on the bounce back end of it. Like, this is self-inflicted, you know what I mean? I realized all of that, and I still was stupid enough to do it anyway.
Yeah, and well, you know, don't call yourself stupid, girl. You're not stupid. You just, you know, love is a hell of a thing. You know, love make you do crazy things. It will make you do crazy things. You know, if he whining and dining and showing you how it is to be a lady or whatever, you know, just turn the tables on him a little bit. Let him, you know, you start picking, you know, just pick at him, you know, let him know, you know, it's going to either be you or it's going to be her. And if it's not going to be his wife, then you need to just move on because you deserve better. You know what I'm saying? You deserve better than what you're going through. You shouldn't be stressing out about if he's going to be with me or not. You don't want that. It's too many. It's a couple of fellas still left out of this world that's not locked down. You know, that man is locked down. He got a wife.
Hey, he's over my show, girl.
See, the thing about it, I'm
on the sideline listening in now and shit. I'm a caller. I ain't even a show host no more. I'm a damn caller. It's all good, though.
You know, well, you know, Goldie, I had to tune in, you know, and let her know that, you know, it's rough. You know, it's rough when you're in love. And I know you guys probably had a nice time together or whatever, but if he can't make the decision to be with her, then she needs to move on. You know, that's the basis.
Yeah, that's real talk.
I even want him to give him the opportunity to make the decision. I don't want the situation no more. Because I know what it's going to be. It's going to be a bunch of back and forth, and, oh,
exactly.
I'm going to be with you, and then, oh, I'm going to be.
Right.
I ain't willing to go through that shit. I'm not willing to take one for the team on that one. I just got to deal with the hurting part of it. Every time he called me, I can't answer the phone. You know what I mean?
No.
I need to take his damn picture off my screensaver. Like,
exactly.
I don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
I need to just cut the shit off completely.
Yep.
Okay,
that,
well,
yep,
we don't.
Yep,
hey, we trying to keep this like politically correct with the curse words. You know what I'm saying? Only the music can curse. I'm just playing.
You know,
I'm
you
just
feel like
it's the World Wide Web. No. Hey, ladies. I got another caller. I got a 314 area code. Last 4 digits is 1729.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to say something on the air, we'll go to gold. We'll check the rhymes. Go ahead and press 1.
Don't hang up, Bev. Don't hang up. This is your boy 22 True.
I got you, Choo-choo.
Okay, well, I guess my area code 314 caller, last 4 digits 1729, just listening in. Well, since I got a caller listening in, ladies, I'm going to go ahead and drop this new song by my nigga C-Love. It is called On Me. Oh, well, I lost that mug. Oops. Oh, here we go.
My bad.
Oh, dang. My song ain't playing. Hello? Okay, well, I'm going to play something else then since I don't want to play.
Hello?
Oh, man, we having difficulties.
What's going on with you? Oh, nothing. Just sitting there watching TV. Got a little cold and shit.
Yeah, man, this is your boy Tony Two True, man. I think I got you live on the air. Coming straight out of Rialto, California. What's good with you, man?
Oh, man, just chilling, dog. Just chilling, dog.
Hey, how you like them Lakers last night, man? They, even though it was the worst team in the league, they still stomped them out.
Yeah, no, them Lakers was big time, man. Hey, them Lakers is the one in the West, dog. The ones in the West.
They're the ones in the West.
Yes, they are the ones in the West. We having technical difficulties. I done lost my whole screen. Got me an oops up here.
We're not
we are straight live. I just can't grab this song I want.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what we doing, big dog, we're testing out, the show. So tonight is test night for Tony Two True's TwoTrueRadio.com.
And you know what? We back.
Here's some music. And big dog,
this is Omi by CeeLo.
And I look forward to doing this a lot more with Big Dog. Have a good night, man.
Oh, so you just checking it out right now?
Yeah. Can
oh, seeing if it's coming through?
Yeah, can you hear the music?
You muted.
It's distorted a little bit. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, it's still a little distorted, though. It's still distorted.
Hey, how's that?
Hey, Tony, too true. Yeah, it's still too distorted.
Okay, yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah, I don't know if you got the mic too close or.
Oh, we got it. We got it, big dog. All right, big dog.
Huh?
I gotta go.
I can't hear you.
Keep listening.
Why you leaving me? I know I seem cold-hearted. It's cheating me, but understand it, yeah, that's what I need to be. Stop acting like you the one needing me. Homie, without you it's lonely. I can't get this kind of stimulation from my homies. Look, put down your purse, take off your coat, put some clothes back in the drawer. Let's talk some more without all the screaming, if possible. It ain't a walk in the park, it's an obstacle. And I'm trying to find you so we can meet halfway and get a better understanding why we feel this way. I'm trying to live lonely, don't want to die stressing. Need to throw it all away and make this here's a blessing. We walk in the thin line and we need to quit. I don't want you to go, girl, I mean that shit on me.
Yes. Another edition of Check the Rhyme soon to come on Fridays, 8 p.m. We're trying to figure out exact hours, but for now, it is 8 p.m. Fridays, area code 347-884-8065. Your boy, Goldie Gold, and my dad, Too True. That's how we doing it this time. You know what? I got like 5 minutes left, so I want to go ahead and run a couple more songs. This is Dre Boogie with Take It Back.
If you take it back, you know I'm
me that. Girl, you turn around me. All of the girls I've loved before, my heart never broke like this. When I gave you my all, it's never good enough. Even though I do my best, if it's over, then it's over, baby girl. It ain't no pressure. All you got to do is leave your keys up on the dresser. If you wanna leave me, baby, I'm a letter. You ain't got to stick around, and I ain't got to sweat you. You know I'm mad. So why you tell me that? Girl, you turn around me.
Why you be tripping, girl, when I be gone, girl? You know it's you, girl. It's only in my world. What's the respect, girl? Come on now, I can't take it. With all this fussing and fighting, we gon' make it. As soon as I leave, yeah, you try to make it complicated. Well, I'm just handling my business. Sweetheart, I want you having my kids. It's something special in this. Don't think back, reminisce.
I mean, what? Am I supposed to just sit here and accept it?
Yes.
Just let it tear me alive?
Of course.
Nah. The hell with life. Cause I'm feeling like grabbing this knife. Slitting my vein to get rid of this pain. The sickness has came and afflicted my brain with ridiculous rage. While asking myself, how can a person get to this stage? And while I figure it, I sit in a cage to stay away from the world when I'm ticked like time bombs. Feeling like the hellish pits is where I'm from. And back to the hellish pits with me when I'm gone. Stuck with a way I didn't choose.
That
made me wish moms got rid of me before I was due.
Radio at
it's true that I don't love me. It's true when I look in the mirror, all I see is ugly. Enough to make me not want to pray to the God above me. Cause it feel like every time I go to him, all he do is shove me away to the dark. Where the torment started at. Try to get rid of the hate, but look,
y'all have a good night.
Back twice as bad. And I'm
YouTubeRadio.com.
Cause I'm a son of a clueless mom and a trifling dad. A born psychopath trying to walk a righteous path. But if I don't make it through the pain, then I'm not gonna pass.
So I just sit there and watch these demons nag me like.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The more I'm depressed, the more I'm at my best when it comes to writing about it to get it off my chest. Even as a kid, I was nothing like the rest. Treated foul and couldn't even get the whistle from the ref. And it was no better with the home court advantage. But somehow I stayed a good sport through the damage. And that should tell me something. But to be honest, it tells me nothing. Other than the reason that these seasons can't be suffering. Huffing and puffing corruption like the substance I'm stuffing to get rid of this ruckus that I'm not in touch with. Twisted, disgusted, wicked, a God trusting, misfit, striving to become.
Thanks, Keish. You know, for coming through this, Keish, man. You still
don't
here with me. The whole show. No,
that's
they're
right.
Gone.
What you about to do, go home?
I've been home, you know. Don't tell nobody else, though.
I ain't going to tell nobody else.
Hey, hit me up after the show, though. All right.
All right.
We out.
Right. What?
Give me my beat.
What?
Give me my beat.
What? What?